Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Hello, this is Matt Miller filling in for Chris Wilde, and I'm very blessed to be with you today for a life study of Ruth. And joining me for today's life study is Dennis Agashi. Dennis, this is a very aromatic portion of the Bible. It's a very sweet, pleasant portion of the Scripture, and I feel very blessed today to be able to be on it in the life study of Ruth. And the subject is the matter of Ruth's reward for God's economy.
Hi, Matt. It's good to be here again.
This is really good. Dennis and I have a special portion, and I feel so blessed personally, Dennis, that we're here today, and I get to fill in for a few programs, and this is one of my favorite topics.
Right.
And just as a quick review of what we're going to cover, we are going to cover today how Ruth actually made a choice for a goal. And she exercised a right to enjoy the rich land,
right,
which is a picture of Christ. And in this program, we are going to see that Ruth is a real seeker after God, and that she eventually gained what she sought after. Okay? She chose a goal, she exercised a right, and she sought for a husband and a home as a resting place.
Right.
In a nutshell, that's our program today. Dennis, do you want to say a little bit about it before we get into it?
No, I think it's good, Matt. I'm interested and I'm anxious to hear what our Brother Lee has to share about this. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, before we go to Witness Lee on today's life study, let me read a footnote from the New Testament Recovery Version on Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, where it talks in the genealogy of Christ about Ruth. And I don't know if many of the listeners have ever heard this or not, but Ruth was a Moabitess condemned by God.
Right.
And yet she became part of the genealogy of Christ. What a picture.
Marvelous.
We're going to really get into this picture today, but let me read the footnote on Matthew 1:5. It says, "The origin of Ruth was incest, for she belonged to the tribe of Moab, the fruit of Lot's incestuous union with his daughter." Deuteronomy 23:3 forbade the Moabites to enter the assembly of Jehovah even to the 10th generation. Ruth, however, not only was accepted by the Lord, but also became one of the most important ancestors of Christ because she sought God and God's people. Regardless of who we are and what our background is, as long as we have a heart that seeks God and His people, we are in a position to be accepted into the birthright of Christ. Boaz's mother, Rahab, was a Canaanitess and a prostitute, and his wife, Ruth, was a Moabitess of incestuous origin and a widow. Both were Gentiles and of low class, yet they are associated with Christ. Christ is joined not only to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles, even to those of low estate. I think this is a wonderful gospel message that in the genealogy of Christ, you have two people associated with Boaz, both of them disqualified.
Right.
Yet they're there qualified by Boaz, who's a picture of Christ.
Marvelous.
Eventually became the great-grandfather of King David. With that, Dennis, let's go to the first section with Witness Lee in today's life study.
We come to the last point of the book of Ruth. That is, here you have the reward to Ruth.
Amen.
Ruth was a real seeker of God.
Amen.
She exercised her right and she was seeking for a resting place.
Amen.
In chapter 4 of this book, it shows us Ruth gaining a redeeming husband. A husband, yet he is the redeemer.
Amen.
Second, she herself was redeemed from all her past indebtedness, which caused by her old husband.
Amen.
So she gained to have in position to have the capacity to bring Christ into the human race, to continue the line of the God created humanity. You know, man was created by God for his purpose. Amen. Even though millions of men have been on earth up to Ruth's time, but the line between God and man was very thin, so thin to an extent nearly only two persons, a couple, Boaz and Ruth. You think about it, in these three books, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, how many were there linking themselves to God? How many? I could say only two, Boaz, Ruth. So this Moabite widow became the hostess of that big rage home. Now surely she had rest. Think about it. What a gain. By that union, she became the wife of a top one among them. Right way, she is another person. Right after you married Christ, you'll be another person. You will never be the same as before.
Dennis, what a picture that when we are married to Christ, we become a different person.
Mm.
You know, before our program today, before this week, we've seen that Christ has come into a very difficult and dark situation.
Right.
And it typified by Boaz, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, the children of Israel had failed.
Mm.
In Joshua and Judges, the situation is very dark.
Mm.
And that's what we've seen in the past few weeks of life studies,
mm-hmm.
is we've seen a failure
mm-hmm.
and a judgment from the Lord. And as a result of that, the relationship was at a very thin point.
Yes.
This is the point Witness Lee is making here, is that in such a dark time, such a difficult time,
yes.
among God's people, where was the connection to God?
Mm-hmm.
And we see it here with Ruth and Boaz, don't we?
We really do here. I appreciated what Brother Lee said, that the enemy came in to try to break the line between God and man and God, and how Christ came as the seed of woman to repair the line by redeeming man back to God. It's really interesting here that Boaz is really a type of Christ as the Redeemer. He really redeemed Ruth. He really purchased her back legally in the same way Christ has purchased us or redeemed us in a very legal way. Not only does Ruth have Boaz as her Redeemer, but also as her husband. In the same way, Christ is not only our Redeemer, but also our husband. It's marvelous to see this matter here in the book of Ruth.
I'd like to read a little bit of the story, if I could, from
yes.
chapter 4, because when you see what happened there, you know, I think we've covered in the previous days prior to chapter 4, but in chapter 4, you see a proper humanity
right.
with Boaz in taking the proper steps to redeem Ruth.
Yes.
It just didn't happen in a simple way, but he followed all
yes.
the commandments of the law.
Right.
And let me read the story for those of you who don't know it. Then Boaz went to the gate and sat there. And just then, the kinsman of whom Boaz had spoken came by, and Boaz said, "Turn aside and sit here, friend." And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men from among the elders of the city and said, "Sit here." And they sat down. And he said to the kinsman, "Naomi, who has returned from the country of Moab, has put up for sale the portion of the field that belonged to our brother Elimelech. So I thought that I should disclose this to you and say, buy it in the presence of those sitting here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you can redeem it, redeem it. But if you cannot redeem it, tell me so that I will know. For there is no one to redeem it ahead of you, and I am after you." And he said, "I will redeem it." Then Boaz said, "On the day you buy the field from Naomi's hand, you must acquire Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead man, in order to raise up the dead man's name upon his inheritance, and the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, or else I will mar my own inheritance. You redeem for yourself what I should redeem, for I cannot redeem it. Now such was the custom formerly in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging, that to establish any matter, a man would draw off his sandal and give it to his neighbor. This was the way of attesting it in Israel. So when the kinsman said to Boaz, buy it for yourself, he drew off his sandal, and Boaz said to the elders and all the people, you are witnesses today that I buy from Naomi's hand all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's. Dennis, what a story. The one who had the proper position to buy it, he didn't want to do it because he was afraid it would mar his own family's name.
Right.
So anyway, what a story that Boaz was willing to risk his own name to redeem Ruth and do it in the proper way. Mm-hmm. Let's go on to the next portion with Witness Lee.
You were a poor Moabite, a poor widow, a poor sojourner, no residence, just sojourn and gleaning. Now, right away, you became owner of so many fields. You became one of God's elect. You got a postman and redeemer. And who can be such a redeemer? And who can be such a husband? No one. In the whole universe, only one Christ could be both your husband and your redeemer.
Amen.
And the redeeming means a lot. You are in trouble. You are remaining in trouble. Otherwise, you don't need a redeemer. Now, your husband is your redeemer. To get you out of your trouble, to rescue, to deliver you, to save you all the time from all kinds of troubles. You tell me, as a believer of Christ, don't you have such a husband?
Yes.
Such a husband every day redeems you. Every day, in everything, in every way, what a gain. Oh, what a gain.
Amen.
Right? We have to shout, what a gain.
Amen.
I got a husband who is actually my eternal, present, and everyday redeemer. Your husband is not just able, capable, but he is almighty. He is omnipotent. He can do everything. So according to my experience, when you come to the Lord to pray, you don't need to tell him. He knew already. He knows your things more than you. You just come to him, Lord, I need you. Good enough. What a husband. A husband who is omnipotent in redeeming you every day.
Lord, I need you. It's a good word, huh, Dennis?
It really is.
I think there's some driving down the road maybe right now or in their home listening to this program that if they get this one word, it's probably worth the whole program.
It really is.
That the Lord could be their husband.
Yes.
As the omnipotent one to meet every one of their needs.
Really so.
And he just wants us to come to him.
Right. It really is the situation, Matt. I appreciate, again, our Brother Lee's interpretation of this marvelous portion. You can see Boaz as the husband and Ruth as the wife. And just as Boaz redeemed Ruth, so Christ has redeemed us. And just as Boaz married Ruth, now Christ wants to marry us.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now we have been, just as Boaz and Ruth became one flesh, now we in Christ have become one spirit. So actually today we are linked to Christ in an organic way. And I just appreciate that he is our husband, he's our savior, he's our redeemer, and he's saving us every day. Matt, you and I are both husbands, but we surely are not omnipresent or almighty in any sense of the word. But we do have one. Our husband can provide everything for us as long as we stay linked to him. I like this word. We are just linked to our husband. We look to our husband for everything. He can do everything for us and do everything in us simply by being one spirit with him. What a marvelous picture we have here.
What a picture from Ruth, who was gleaning in the field.
Yes.
She didn't have anything.
That's right.
She was looking for leftovers.
Right.
And all of a sudden, she marries Boaz.
Yes.
From overnight, she became rich.
Mm-hmm.
All of her needs were met.
Really?
Just
so.
By being linked to Boaz.
Amazing. And, you know, Matt, coming back to the footnote that you read from Matthew, Brother Lee made a statement here that even though our background may be so terrible, such as Ruth's background, if we are associated with Christ, we can be involved with Christ. We have been linked to Christ, has taken us as the Gentiles with a terrible background and has linked himself with us. Now we are partaking of all the riches of our husband. And what I appreciate about Ruth is that she exercised her right to gain this land. Today, in the same way, we exercise our right. We have a divine, God-given right to take Christ as our husband, as everything. Marvelous.
I hope some listeners exercise that right today.
Right.
That they would exercise the right to be connected to Christ right now.
Yes.
To say, Lord, I need you.
Amen.
Let's go on to the final portion with Witness Lee for today's life study.
This Redeemer, he first redeemed you from the indebtedness of the dead husband. Who is the dead husband? According to Romans 7, the dead husband is your old man. You know, God created us to be his wife, and he should be our husband. But we rebel him. We give him up, and then we make ourselves our husband. Paul says, I don't like to get into indebtedness, but I cannot help. My old man did it. Who can overcome your old man? We all need a husband. He's the almighty husband.
Amen.
Not only so, Ruth gained a husband to be her redeemer, and herself became a crucial ancestor in the genealogy to bring in the royal house of David for the producing of Christ. My, I assure you, if you take Christ, you'll be one crucial person to produce Christ. And this ministry doesn't teach you how to be humble, how to behave yourself, how to glorify God in your kind behavior, then you will go into heaven. This ministry is always trying the best to minister Christ to you. My burden is to just give you an injection. My burden is just to inject Christ into you.
Amen.
Now, you got injected with Christ.
Amen.
How good it is.
Amen.
To get such a poison.
Amen.
And this will not kill you, this poison. Surely this poison will kill your old man.
Amen.
You know what is antibiotics? It gets in to kill the germs.
Amen.
Christ is antibiotics.
Amen.
Then you will be the producer of Christ. You produce to minister to your husband, to your kinsmen, to your children, to your neighbors. This is this ministry. Not only just to produce Christ, but to bring Christ out of eternity into time.
Amen.
With his divinity.
Amen.
Then Christ will be born into your husband, into your children, into your neighbor.
Dennis, the reason I think this is a highlight program today is for the very point that Witness Lee touched in this portion. It's just inspiring to me.
Yes.
To see how the burden of this ministry is to produce Christ.
Yes.
In people.
Right.
And to bring Christ out of eternity and into time.
Mm.
And what a picture in the genealogy of Christ. When Christ was incarnated, God came out of eternity and into time.
Mm.
And that genealogy is a precious picture of the link that brought God out of eternity and into time.
Mm.
And we see with Ruth, one who exercised her right, she connected herself to Boaz,
yes,
which is us, a picture of us linking to Christ,
yes,
to bring God out of eternity and into time. We can do that right now,
right.
Today.
It really is good, Matt, that we could. I appreciated what you said, that Christ today has really come out of eternity into time with his divinity to come into man. The portion I like here is that the genealogy did not stop with Ruth, but eventually she became a great ancestor of Christ through being linked with Boaz, with the proper husband, as we are being linked to Christ, the proper husband. There is a product, there was a produce, there was a seed, and this seed is just Christ himself sown and born into humanity. Mm. It's marvelous that Christ today, even today, is still continuing in humanity. He's being born. Anybody, for all our radio listeners, Matt, if it's so good today, even if we're not assured that Christ has been born into us, we can hear this program and we can just pray a very simple prayer. Lord, I want you to redeem me. Lord, I want you to save me. Just by stating in a simple way, Lord, thank you for being my redeemer. I want to be linked to you as my husband. In a simple prayer like that, we can be linked to Christ, we can be born of Christ, and in this way, Christ is produced or multiplied in us. Marvelous.
He's produced in us.
Yes.
And then he gets produced in others.
Yes.
And then when we go to someone and speak to them, Christ gets produced in them.
Right.
So the result of Ruth's receiving and having Christ produced in her, an issue came forth.
Right.
As we said earlier, she became the great-grandmother of David, whose seed Christ was born from.
Right.
What a wonderful picture that we also could spread Christ,
yes,
all over the earth.
Yes.
And bring God out of eternity,
yes,
into time,
right,
all the time.
Right.
Don't think it's a small thing right now, if you're listening to this program, that you could hear this word and have the actual experience of being linked to Christ, as Dennis said, by praying a simple prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you right now. I want to be linked to you,
mm-hmm,
and I want you to be produced in others,
yes,
that I contact.
Yes.
Dennis, thank you for your fellowship and being here with me today. I appreciate the companionship.
You're more than welcome, Matt. It was my pleasure.
For Dennis Agashi, this is Matt Miller. Thank you very much for listening today.